Well, it's been quite a journey, but God has been faithful, he's been good, he's been wonderful, he's blessed me with many, many good friends, lots of prayerful support. I've got tremendous, tremendous prayer warriors in this church. I can name them and count them. Support to the people who have supported me. So thank you all tremendously for your prayers. Vicky, where are you? For feeding me. Through surgery, you fed me for every day, morning and evening, for 3 weeks. God bless you. And he knows your heart. He hears the cry of a mother. And he will, the good book says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. So hold on to that promise. Ali, my sister. You never knew I was Northern Irish, did you? But I am very much a Northerner, a Northern Irisher. Ali has stood by me steadfastly, toed and froed, and Sharon, through all my hospital appointments, prayed through me and supported me and, blessed me along the way, even neglecting the children sometimes, Ali. So thank my children for me. Tony, who gave up a day of work to take me through to consultant appointment, blessed me with that. And he even, I didn't tell you this, Tony, but you also taught me a lesson where we to park with my E-Zone ticket. I didn't know that. I was paying parking tickets, parking meters, and I could have been free. So you taught me two things that day, so thank you. Des and Steve, who travelled with me through the beautiful Chilterns, because Des doesn't do motorways. Why go to the motorway when you can see God's creative country? And she took me through the Chilterns and to Mount Vernon when I had 15 sessions of radiotherapy and encouraged me beautifully. So I thank you, Des and Steve, for your love and care. But God has been gracious and very, very good through it all. I mean, it's not something one will choose, and he never did promise us a bunch of roses in life, but he did say he would be with us through it all. I thank the elders, John and John, who blessed me and anointed me with oil that very first day when I was diagnosed. And John prayed for me and said me, Nehemiah 8 verse 10. I remember if you remember that. May the joy of the Lord be your strength, you know? And Nehemiah 8 verse 10. And the Lord has blessed me with his joy. My faithful sister Joyce, my prayer partner. For how many years, Joyce? More than 15 years. We've been through a lot thick and thin, haven't we? Through good things and through bad things, you know. We had a lovely holiday last year between surgery and chemo. And we had a quality time, and Christopher was our good guide. And we had such a blessed time at holiday time. But again, God was gracious. He knew in the January when we were planning that holiday that the timing was spot on. And that he knew that July the 9th, the gateway was quite tight, wasn't it, between after surgery and chemo. But the God knew, he knows it all. He's got plans for us, and he does perfect them. And we had a ball and came back 4 kilos heavier. Prepared me for chemo, but that's right. That was good, and I kept the weight. I still kept it, but that's good. And also, lost the hair, but he says every hair on our heads counted, and that's so true. Came back salt and peppery, but ho-hum, I can take that. You know, came back thicker than normal. For dear Lorraine, before she became poorly, who, famously said to me that we prayed for you today at Sunday school, you said, and I was touched by that. Out of the mouth of babes, you should ordain perfect praise. So thank you for the good work you've done with our children all for these years. You know, and you says, show a child the way they should go, they will never depart from it. So hold on to that. Your service has been wonderful. For dear Paul and his marvelous teaching, for the agape love and the, may it never be so. koinonia. We learned a lot from you, you see. You blessed us. So this is our family, our church. You know, this is, you know, this is where God meets with us. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is home. And, you know, people have supported me. Dear Tez and Danny, who looked after my nephew, says, for a whole month you fed him and looked after him because we couldn't, because mommy, dear mother, was looking after me in my own home, bless her heart. And Terry and Danny looked after Cez for a whole month whilst he was doing his internship. Again, that's love, fellowship and hospitality. You don't know what good works you did there with Cez. Cez is coming back on Tuesday to stay with me this time because mom, thankfully, well, has gone home. And what she blessed me big time, did my mom, dear mom. And yeah. So God has been faithful. He's seen me through surgery. He's seen me through chemo. He's seen me through radiotherapy. And now he's seen me through my 3 weekly injections, which I've had 10. I've had 10 of 18. I've got another 8 to go. But, you know, over halfway through, my cup is always half full, not half empty. So I've turned the corner and there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So thank you all so, so much for all your prayers and your support. And please continue work. You say you send us out into the mission field. It is work. And yeah, that's taxing. But good Lord has been faithful. Pray for his protection and his power for me to stand up to be salt and light where he's put me. Not always an easy task, but, you know, we plod on. We plod on. But yes, I wanted to encourage you with the lettuces, as you and Paul have often done in Hebrews 10. And then I'll go on to Hebrews 12. It says here, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from the guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Let us consider how we might spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, all the more as you see the day approaching. So the importance of church. Thank God, thank you elders for keeping the evening service. You know, people sometimes can't make the morning, but evening service people can make, and that's such a blessing. So praise the Lord that we can still have our evening service. Please come. Also, home groups are a powerful time where we can meet with people and share one-to-one and grow in love of him and with each other, and to bless each other and support each other. And my home group have been tremendous. We've been blessed even with youngsters, the lovely, faithful Heidi. Lovely girl, faithful girl. And we've been going through Psalms, and she's blessed us mightily. She's equipped and led us there. And God has been good. So home group's another good place to meet fellowship. Again, you're talking about where the rubber hits the road. Again, that's a good place to go. Prayer meetings. We got one coming up on the first Saturday of the month. That's very important. We should meet to pray, because the prayer of a righteous man or woman is very effective and powerful. So we should meet to pray. Again, prayer triplets and duplets, I can't recommend that more for you. Grow in love and fellowship with each other and with God. And yeah, we encourage one another. It's your quiet times as well. Very, very important. People laugh at me. I don't really read much, but I read this. This is my my book, the book that, yeah, sustains me, a guide for my path and a lamp for my feet. And you can't beat what the truth and promises the good Lord gives to us. And you hold dear to them in times of trouble and times of joy. I was going to encourage Alan, bless him with his songs, his good words, but he's not there. Joe, I want to encourage you. You might lose your hair, but it will come back. You know, hang in there. Get some snazzy hats. Yeah? Very important, yeah. And Corinne, my sister who's going through the same thing, yeah, God is with you, and he'll see you through. He saw me through, and he'll see you through. Who else is there? Paul, my good friend. I know how it feels to be depleted of your white blood cells and red blood cells, but God is with you, and he knows. He knows the good work you've done here, and he sees your heart, and he will bless and encourage you. And, you know, even if not here, but, you know, he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. So keep flowing on. Who else can I encourage? Well, God has been good. People have encouraged me. I just thank you. I've said enough. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sandra. It just makes it real, I think. Terry Pardfrey.
Okay, thank you. So, let's summarise what Sando's just shared with us. Two things that perhaps don't fit so much with our welcome, witness and worship theme, because they relate to us. I've long argued that we should have another W, and perhaps with Newcastle's resurgence in the Premiership, we should have something called Wourselves. Because really, one of the things the church is for is it's for us. It's there to help us grow. And one of the things that Jesus said, one of the last things he said to his disciples was that they should bear fruit. The local church is the place where you grow. In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers. The aim of teachers is to help people grow. No teacher wants to be teaching the same student for 15 or 20 years, do they? They expect their students to go on and to grow. Jesus says to his disciples, remain in me that I also may remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. And it's his Father's will, he says, verse 8, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit. And the place where we learn to bear fruit, the place where we grow, the place where we can be nurtured, the place where we can pick up all of those skills to go on to maturity is in the local church. The people that we know, the people who are around us. And then finally, caring. I found this picture, it's called Family. It's a sculpture by Winston Churchill's granddaughter. I didn't know she was a sculptress, but Edwina Sandys created this thing. It's called Family, and you may not be able to see it completely clearly. There's obviously a mum and a dad there, and then she sort of cut a child out in the bottom there. You can see a little head and hands reaching up, and that's a sculpture that's been placed in Geneva. And the church is the family. We've heard a lot. I don't need to say any more. Sando has put it so much more personally and better than I could about the way that this church does respond and come together around people who are challenged and finding it difficult. I have to say that I've been to a lot of churches in my life, and one of the most amazing financial rescues I have ever heard about came from this church. The couple that were involved, the family, and the couples that were involved in doing the sort of the rescuing, they've all left now. They've moved on to other things. But it was quite a spectacular piece of generosity and caring. And it happened here. It happened in this fellowship. This fellowship is full of people that spend their time looking out for other people. And sometimes quietly, sometimes in more public ways, there is a sense of sharing and caring. And that's really what a local church is also about. People say the church is the only organization that's been founded exclusively for the benefit of those outside it, and that's not true. It sounds good, but it's not true. The local church is somewhere that's also there for the people that are in it, for you and for me, for the support that we need. And we go through different phases in our lives, don't we? And sometimes we find ourselves as the giver, and sometimes we find ourselves as the receiver. I can't say more than's already been said. Let's close by thinking that God has no plan B. There isn't any other way that the church on earth is going to grow except through local churches where people decide to follow Jesus and to look after those around them who are trying to do the same thing. If you play Scrabble and you have a rubbish hand, maybe you have seven vowels or whatever, you can miss a go and throw your hand back. You can't do that with a local church. There's no way that you can miss a go and throw it in and say, I want a different group of people around me. I'd like a group of people that behave in different ways. You can't do that. This is the local church. This is the church to which we've been called. This is the church that God loves. This is the church that one day he will look upon with pride and great joy. And he has no other plan. Thanks very much.